Happy Thursday, Business of Sales listeners. Today, we pick back up our conversation with Kim Laughlin, and we start where Morris and Kim start to discuss a little bit more in depth about the culture in a workplace. Enjoy the show.
Hi, my name is Morris Sims, and I'm the host of the Business of Sales podcast, powered by Allego. Now, Allego is a sales enablement system that can help you streamline your tech from 7 systems all the way down to 1 and save you well over 30% while you do it. So go to Allego.com and set up a demo. What have you got to lose except, well, maybe a whole bunch of stress? Give it a shot. Let me know what you think. The purpose of the Business of Sales podcast is to provide you with information, principles, and concepts so that you can run your business more efficiently and effectively and profitably. That's it. It's just that simple. After working with and training business owners and sales professionals for over 4 decades, God, that sounds like a long time, I've come to a conclusion. Most of us need bites of information and ideas that we probably didn't know existed until we heard them. We don't need big 90-minute or 2-hour discussions about how to sell or how to run our business. Most of us really and truly can't donate that much of our time to the cause of self-development each and every week. So I want you to hear from other people who run their businesses and people that can give you help in some way that's going to make it interesting and useful for you. Useful. Practical. That's my word. I love it. Let's get practical and give you something that you can use. Well, that being said, let's do it. Here we go. So it really comes down to something about culture most of the time, seems to me. And if we don't have a for lack of, I think it is the right word, if we don't have a loving and caring culture in the workplace, it's got to be difficult to go to work every day, doesn't it?
Oh, so you just brought something up that I tell this to everybody because it was so impactful. So I was giving a presentation a year ago, October, and I had 2 clients chase me out the door. Well, they became clients. What I said was this, Morris. I said, you can love what you do all day long, but if you don't like whom you work with or for, you'll be looking for a job to leave any day of the week, any moment of the day.
Amen.
If you love who you work with and for, you'll pick ditches all day. You won't do what you necessarily love. And I've been there. I've had some of my most wonderful times. I'm like, yeah, the job is okay. I don't come here for the job. I come here for the people. And when I said that, I saw 2 people kind of like sit up pretty straight, and they were like, that was their problem. And so one called me the next day, one actually chased me out the door, and they said, I don't know what to do. And I said, yeah, the people stuff is really hard. They're like, gosh, it really is. But when it spirals out of control, you need a way to get it back down, because it will hurt your business if you don't do that. Mm-hmm. People leave. Someone was filling a job for 40 hours that week. You've got to refill it. Finding candidates now, it's a whole different world. So clients, you know, talent retention is big. Not good talent retention is big. They shouldn't have to leave because of poor culture. They can leave for better opportunity, but when it's the other way around, it's when I get concerned.
Well, I heard it said years ago, people leave jobs, but they don't leave relationships. And that kind of really always rang home with me, because if you've got a good, positive relationship with the people that you work with, it's going to be a lot harder to leave that just because somebody had one bad day than if you really are having a very toxic relationship and a toxic culture to live with.
100%. You can say, oh God, I've got this great job, but I love my coworkers. It's going to be so hard. People cry when they leave because they made an educated decision. They ran to something and not from something. Yeah. And that's the biggest piece. So you hit the nail on the head.
Wow. So in all this that we're talking about here, it's all coming back down to relationships.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. But it's also, and the funny thing is, not funny, haha, but what I do with my clients is I get them to understand themselves. so they become observable for the folks that work with and for them, and so that they're able to pre-assess what might be a reaction, right? To stop and think, right? And make it a response and not a reaction. And over time, this has been, it makes something so very turbulent a very smooth ride. And it takes work. It takes patience. It takes all this stuff. But the people part is, it's so palpable when it's bad. It can make you miserable. And it's not worth it. People stress out. They're sick a lot more. They call out of work, and it has such a wide ripple effect that people don't even, they're not even aware of.
So how do you get good enough to be able to do this stuff? How do you improve your leadership skill when it comes to dealing with difficult people?
Okay. So first of all, you got to know what's happening. Be honest with yourself, number one, right?
That is, yeah.
You know what's happening, but and you got to want it. You got to know that it takes time. And who do you call in to help you? You know, do you call in the Kim Laughlins to help you? Mm-hmm. Do you have conversation about that? I don't always take on the client. We have what we call an informational conversation. And then the next one is that blueprint about how, you know, how do you want this to move forward? But it's always expected that those leaders have to be part of the training or it doesn't go forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have to be part of it. And their piece is the launch. So let's figure out what your personality style is. Let's find out what your triggers and your biases and all that other stuff is, what's getting in the way, so that you're aware of when it happens. But you have to be able to give yourself to the folks that work for you, even when you don't want to. That weight is on your shoulders as a leader. You're there for them. You're there to help them grow.
So
if you're not there for them, then something's wrong.
Yeah, big time, big time. But I think you had a really important point. If I'm going to bring in somebody and we're going to do, let's just say, 3 days worth of training about dealing with difficult people and relationships and corporate culture and those kind of things. If I do that and I bring these people all together and I bring them in and I introduce the person who's going to do the content, the facilitation of this 3-day workshop, and then I turn around and walk out the door and go back to my office and let you go through the training, I think I've just submarined the whole thing, haven't I?
That's right, you have. And I've worked with the military, and one of the things, speaking of submarines, and one of the things that I did was a few people that are a little bit more outspoken raise their hand. They're like, are the leaders part of this? I'm like, they absolutely are. Mm-hmm. And because I don't step in unless they are part of it.
Yeah.
It has to be from the top down.
More to come right after this. Well, here it is. The Business of Sales is close to 200 episodes old. Yep. 200 episodes. That means 200 weeks in a row, the Business of Sales has been out there doing the best that we can to provide you with some practical ideas, concepts, principles, and guests to help you grow your business. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and I promise you, we're going to work hard to deliver outstanding insights from other business owners and experts that are out there in the field today. We've seen a lot of stuff that people are out there producing and are selling, and ideas that they have to help you and stuff that they're providing for you and things that they'd like for you and me both to buy. I'm a sucker for buying whatever my guests are selling. But Allego is our sponsor, and I chose them specifically because I know one of the co-founders. I've never had one concern when working with him, and that would be Mr. Mark Magnacca. His company and Mark are built on integrity and professionalism. So go to Allego.com, click around, and schedule a demo. I think you're going to find that I'm right. I trust these people, and I believe that you can take a look for yourself, and you'll be surprised at what all you'll find. Allego.com. Go now. I've been involved in both cases before, and it does make a heck of a difference because throughout that training, now the vocabulary is changing. Our vocabulary mm-hmm. about how we talk with each other and what we mean with certain words and language we use. And if the boss isn't in the room to learn that new vocabulary, then we just created a problem, a real problem in our communication. We haven't done anything to make it any better.
Right. Oh, I've turned down opportunity just for that reason alone. And it's not a, it's not, I'm not, I don't want to come across harsh with this, but it's like being a parent, and I don't mean authoritarian wise. I'm responsible for my daughters. Mm-hmm. What happens outside this house and inside this house? They do well, they don't do well. That's a reflection on myself and my husband. And we treat this with the utmost respect. And it's same thing with teens. You're there for them. What are you doing for them? They're not there for you. You mm-hmm. don't make them behave a certain way so that you're happy when you go to work as a leader. Mm-hmm. That's not being there for your team. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Makes perfect sense. It really does.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey,
Kim, can I change the subject just a hair here, just a little bit? You've been running a business now for 10 years, and prior to that, you were a chief leader in an operation that required a lot of leadership skills. What do you think? I mean, today's world that we're living in right now, what do you think a business owner needs more than anything else? What do you think is the most important thing going into a new year here? What do you think a business owner needs to be thinking about? Where do I spend my intellectual capital right now?
Yeah, good point. So so some people are well, I go back to the psychology of things as we look at things as business owners, we have to be completely honest with ourselves. That goes back to leadership as well, right? Leader for yourself. Mm-hmm. Be honest with yourself. Know where you need to shift and make a change. It's okay to fall down. Just get up and move forward. It's okay. You know, there's nothing that, and get help where you need it. Absolutely get help where you need it. And so as we move into 2023, and we've been through so much the last couple of years, and a lot has been forgiven for that. I speak for myself with that, but I do believe that. But as we walk into 2023, be honest where you can shine. Be honest where you need the help to get better. And where do you need help? You're good at it, but how do you scale, right? You get help and you know to hire intentionally so that you're there for results and not someone that will just agree with you. Someone that might just challenge you, you know, someone that isn't like you that will get the work done. But being honest with yourself and being 100% accountable to everything that you do. And that sometimes can be the hardest part. It's easy to blame others, right?
Yeah. Oh, but always.
When you turn the lens on yourself. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know there's a little bit more for that to be unpacked, but I will say that that's the biggest thing that comes to mind for me.
Well, that makes perfect sense to me, Kim. Thank you so much for joining us today. How do we find you? If somebody out there wants to chase you out the door and talk to you about what you do, how do they find you today?
Yeah, you can go on to culturalapexcoach.com and sign up to have a chat with me. Or you can email me at kim@culturalapexcoach.com as well. I'd be happy to have a conversation.
culturalapexcoach.com. Y'all give Kim a shout. I mean, this is good stuff, and I promise you, it always helps to bring in somebody else with a new set of eyes, a new brain, and a new way of looking at things to help you when you're working on the culture of your business, the culture of your team. So, Kim, thank you very much for being on the Business of Sales.
Thank you, Morris. My pleasure.
Well, we're glad to have you here. For everybody else out there, y'all go out and make it a great week. Enjoy, have a great time, and I'll see you again next week right here on the Business of Sales.